ones he says were committed at Mr. Trump's direction, the president is denying any role. On Wednesday, Michael Cohen told a federal judge that his blind loyalty to the U.S. leader led him to cover up his dirty deeds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Cohen and federal prosecutors say Donald Trump directed him to pay hush money to conceal Trump's alleged affairs before the 2016 election, an apparent campaign finance violation. The president tweets this morning he never directed Cohen to break the law, tweeting Cohen was a lawyer and he is supposed to know the law. The president argues the liability is on the lawyer if a mistake is made. Besides, he says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He's gone from denying knowing about the payments at all to saying they would have been private transactions that were not illegal. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Another potentially worrisome legal development for Mr. Trump emerged as prosecutors announced that American Media, Inc., publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid, struck a deal to avoid charges over its role in suppressing damaging stories about then-candidate Trump to help him win the presidency. The Trump administration on Thursday announced a sharp refocus of its Africa strategy to counter what it called the predatory practices of China and Russia, which are deliberately and aggressively targeting their investments in the region to gain a competitive advantage. National Security Advisor John Bolton laid out the new strategy, saying the U.S. aims to ensure the economic independence of African states and U.S. national security interests.
China and Russia are rapidly expanding their financial and political influence across Africa. They are deliberately and aggressively targeting their investments in the region to gain a competitive advantage over the United States.
Bolton spoke at the Heritage Foundation. This is VOA News. China has confirmed that a second Canadian citizen has been detained under suspicion of endangering China's national security in an apparent retaliation for Canada's arrest of a high-ranking Chinese tech executive. A foreign ministry spokesman said the legal rights of diplomat Michael Kovrig and businessman Michael Spavor are being protected and Canada is informed. Meng Wanzhou, CFO of Telecom Huawei, was granted bail after her arrest December 1st. Meng was apprehended on charges of sanctions violations. The U.S. is seeking her extradition. A guilty plea is expected Thursday in the case of a woman accused of being a Russian secret agent. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Maria Butina was accused of secretly working for the Russian government. Prosecutors allege that a former Russian lawmaker with alleged ties to President Vladimir Putin directed her activities. They say she worked to develop relationships with American politicians through her contacts with the National Rifle Association. Butina was arrested in July. Her lawyer had argued that she was merely a student interested in better relations between Russia and the United States. Rita Foley, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says representatives from Yemen's warring sides have agreed to a ceasefire in the contested Red Sea port of Hodeidah. Guterres made the announcement Thursday after week-long UN-mediated talks in Sweden, where negotiators are also agreed to withdraw troops from there. The deal includes deployment of neutral forces and the establishment of humanitarian forces. He congratulated the delegates and encouraged both sides to keep building.
These are critical elements for the future political settlement to end the conflict. Based on your constructive engagement here in Sweden, we have a better understanding of the positions of the parties. And you have agreed to meet again to continue to discuss this further at the end of January during the next round of negotiations.
The Saudi-backed Yemeni government and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels had already agreed on a huge prisoner swap. Reports said they were close to a deal to reopen Sana'a Airport and restart oil and gas exports to help the cash-starved country earn revenue. British Prime Minister Theresa May has confirmed she will step down before the next election scheduled for 2022. Her comments come ahead of talks in Brussels where she's seeking concessions in the unpopular agreement to withdraw Britain from the European Union after she survived a no-confidence vote. Monday, the Prime Minister canceled a vote on her plan, which is widely expected to result in defeat. Britain is due to leave the EU on March 29th. Get all the day's news on voanews.com and on our VOA News app. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.